today's talk is called The Perfect Match. And I remember a long time ago going to a counselor, and she was talking about what she called the four C's of relationships. And I realized there was one more that needed to be in there, and that was cooperation. But when we are in our human relationships, friendships, love relationships, even work relationships, any relationships that we have, it really helps if we have a compatibility, that there's just things that we are both interested in that are important to us. Our values are similar. And what we feel we would love to do with our lives, what we enjoy doing with our lives, what we like talking about, it just makes it all so much easier to have a friendship and any type of relationship when you have common things you can talk about that energize you. I know that for me, like when I used to have to go to business meetings with like a party or something with my husband who was a CPA, and they all talked about business loans and things like that, it was like, I have no idea what to say to these people. So how's the loan business? Well, you know, and they had all this jargon that they used that I really had no idea what they were talking about. And I was just like drained by the end of the evening. But if you find somebody you're compatible with or a group of people, you're energized by it. So compatibility is an important thing in relationships. And when we try to have relationships with people where there is no compatibility, it's very hard. You have to work very hard at it. So that's one of the things that she talked about. The other one was commitment. When you get to a certain point, you have to actually be with somebody, and you also have to be somebody who's willing to commit to the relationship, right? A lot of times people think they want to commit to it, and then they become afraid, and they run away. Or they know going into it that this is very scary, and we've talked about this. Some people actually have a fear where it feels like claustrophobia to them once they get into a certain level of relationship with somebody. And so that's a lot of frustrating, where there's a lot of back and forth. They think they can handle it, they get back, they can't handle it. But commitment is so important in any kind of, even friendship, to be committed to it. Communication, to be able to talk with the other person. It's very important that we can actually say, here's what's happening for me, where it's safe to talk about what's happening for you in the relationship. An unsafe relationship is like, don't even go there, we're not going to talk about it. And then if you do talk about it, that's the end of that relationship. You just broke one of the unspoken rules. We don't go there. Okay? So communication, if you can talk with the other person, because things are always going to come up. If you can say, here's what's going on for me. And not triangulate, not go out to other people to tell them what's wrong with what that person said, but instead to say, you know, you just said something that really isn't, you know, making me feel real good. And you give the other person a chance to explain themselves. In this world of texting and emailing, communication has become more and more of a problem. And I just heard this on NPR this morning. When we write an email or a text, we hear the tone of the message in our head, but that is not the tone that the person receiving it. So about 50% of messages that people receive electronically are misread. And people are offended sometimes. So if you have something important to say, you want to actually be able to directly communicate. And sometimes I just wish my phone would ring instead of hearing a whistle that I just got another text. Don't you ever feel like that? It's like, why did we stop talking? What happened? I mean, I understand little bitty texts like joking or see you soon, I'm on my way, I'm running a little late. I understand that. But entire long messages of texting, especially when you're trying to work out something with, like I told you, with Lynn one time, it was like, I thought she was getting mad at me because I was suggesting a new song. And I think she was at first, but then later on she wasn't. But all those things are going on in your mind. So communication is so important that we actually carve out the time to really sit down and talk one-on-one, not necessarily when we're driving or doing something else and putting people on speakerphone, but really what happened to the connection. And then cooperation, to be able to cooperate. That's the one I added in. You know, you can have everything in line and you can tell somebody what's going on, but if they don't really want to cooperate with you, if they want to like, I heard what you say, I understand you're upset, however, I can't let it go ever. They're not going to cooperate. If they're going to run into a roadblock everywhere you go, they're not going to cooperate, and it's not going to go anywhere. We kind of have that in our government a little bit, just a little. You might have noticed some things where there was a lack of cooperation. Chemistry, the attraction. The reason I put this one last is you can have a friendship, but in our human relationships, until you have chemistry, you really can't have an intimate relationship with somebody. Okay, so chemistry. A lot of times what happens in our human relationships, especially love relationships, people choose chemistry and leave out those other four little C's are really not that important. And then they break up and they get back together and they break up and get back together. And the only reason they're getting back together is the chemistry. And the rest of it's not working. Without chemistry, you have a friendship. And when you try to take a friendship and make it into an intimate relationship, it doesn't work. You might think it can work, but it cannot work. So you really need all five C's to have a successful relationship. That's in our human relationships. Ironically, we need the exact same five things to have a relationship with what is within us. Only it reads differently. Compatibility. What on earth do we have in common with all that is, with God? With spirit. We have more in common with what is expressing here as us, with that one, than with anyone, anywhere. You will not find a more common nature, an easier one to be around, with interests that are exactly the same as yours. Exactly. The reason you love to do what it is you love to do is because that is the individual expression of spirit as you. Not the shoulds. I was looking at my cat this morning and I thought, I know a vocabulary she does not have in her mind. The word should is not in there anywhere. Oh, I really should go over and she looks like she needs some attention. It's not there. Our shoulds usually get us into a lot of trouble when it's life decisions about what we're going to do. When we express what we love to do, whether that is dancing, riding a bike, hiking, spending time with certain people, creating something, doing social work, doing our nursing, doing whatever work we do, whether it involves money or not, whatever talents we bring forth, that is God that we're bringing forth. And there's complete compatibility. That's why you want to do it. You're doing it together. The person who can play the piano is simply allowing God to move through their fingertips and their mind and their body. Anybody who's creating, which is all of us all the time, we're simply allowing God to move through us in our ideas. That's great compatibility. There's nothing to struggle for. And that's why it's so important to know who we are, to know ourselves, to know what we are. Because when we understand who and what we are, we understand that we are God unfolding here in the physical. That's exactly what we are. And we have complete compatibility with that one. No struggle needs to take place, except the one where we try to let the social self tell us what we should do versus what we would love to do. Commitment. Just being committed to one perspective is our biggest challenge as human beings. We always say to ourselves, a part of me wants to do this and a part of me wants to do that. A part of me knows that I am taken care of, that I am loved, that I am supported and following my heart's desires. But another part of me says, what if there is no support? What if the news is right? What if my mom was right? What if my friend is right, that this is wrong for me to pursue this. What if? What if I'm too afraid to find out that the support is there? So as we move along in our journey, we start to, if we connect the dots, if we start to say, well, you know, when I was thinking this and feeling this, everything, and I loved it, everything started to fall in place. And when I try to do something against my nature, it seems like things don't work so well and I'm hitting my head against the wall. I think that's a message telling me to move over there and do what it is I love. And learn to trust. I was talking to somebody last week. She said, I just don't trust. I don't trust God anymore. I don't trust God. So we had to run through a whole list of all the little things that she just thought about that just came right into her life so easily, and how she was holding a story of one thing about a person, and when she changed up the story, everything changed. I said, isn't that God? Can't you trust that? And before it was over, she goes, oh my God, you're right. You're absolutely right. So trusting comes when we really pay attention to our lives and look for it in our own lives. What is it that I was thinking, feeling, and believing, and is that what came about? Whether we label it good or bad, is that exactly what came about? Can I trust myself enough to commit over and over again to the unfolding of this in me? Can I trust myself to look beyond the world and sink deeper into my truth? Can I really commit so that as anything comes up, I can stop myself before I go into a real long story of fear, get on that train and let it take me someplace? I can get off and say, no, no, no. I'm going back. I'm committing to going where God is. I'm committing once again to believe what I know is true. Because this world isn't about reading it in a book and reading it in a book and reading it in a book and then taking a seminar and taking a seminar and taking a random book. It's really about committing off the page. It's really like in acting, where you can study your lines for so long until they become second nature to you, and now you've actually got to go out and add your own emotions to it and play your role. So commitment means I'm ready, I've read it, I'm getting off book, I'm playing my role. I'm bringing forth all the emotions that I have to this particular expression of who I am. Books are good, seminars are good, they're wonderful, but not when they become the goal, not when they are the end, as opposed to you saying, even if I was on an isolated island, I got it. It's within me. Communication. Important in our human relationships, we said, thank God we don't text God all the time. Or email God all the time. But do we talk to God? Consciously talk to God? We subconsciously or unconsciously talk to God all the time. But to know that it's available all the time to talk about whatever upset, to just be able to talk about it. If God was your friend, and you weren't telling your friend what was going on really for you, they would feel like, well, we don't really have that close of a connection because I had no idea that was happening. But we can share every aspect of ourselves because that all the aspects of ourselves are already known anyway, but we can communicate. We are always communicating because we are God as the definition of pure creative energy. So the same person I was talking to said so many times, and this has been going on for months, and wonderful, wonderful person, but unconsciously was saying, I couldn't stand it if this happened. It's going to kill me if this happens. And she kept saying this over and over again. And finally I said, do you realize what you're saying all the time to yourself? She goes, but it really would kill me. I said, it might if you keep going down that path. You can handle it. It's not going to kill you. But what you do want to do is change up your own communication. Take those words and turn them in, return them, exchange them for a different story. And plant that story in our minds. Just say, that is not going to take me where I want to go. And realizing that if we're not happy with our lives, the first place to look is not at the world, but what conversations, what critical thinking have I had going on inside of my own life, in my own mind? Because that is communication, what we say to ourselves over and over and over again. Having to watch ourselves, are we subconsciously thinking that we're not good? That we're really not good? That we should be better? That we're not doing it perfectly the way everybody else thinks we should do it? Can we relax and say, I am exactly where I need to be right now. I am perfect right where I'm at. I am loved. I am supported. I am good. Communication. Watch what we're saying to ourselves. And we're all doing it. We all have that internal dialogue. It's like, oh my gosh, what am I saying? What am I saying? And then consciously, to pull out a piece of paper, pull out a journal, and write and write and write. And then wait for an answer to come through in your mind or to come through on the page. It doesn't matter. Or to come through in the next book you open up or to come through on the radio. But the communication is there as soon as we say, I need guidance on this. Help me see this differently and make it very, very clear to me. God is not hidden. Spirit's not like, oh, I'm going to hide behind the bush for a while and jump out and reveal myself. It's being revealed all the time. When we feel ourselves going down, all we got to do is go look in our mind. What story am I attaching to something that just happened? And I'm going to change that story for a more positive story. We can also remind ourselves as we go down and it seems like things are kind of going away and we don't know what's going on in our lives, to simply say, you know what? I have been here before. This little dark night of the soul type of thing that I'm feeling is okay. Because out of it, I know what comes out of it all the time is more life. Something I hadn't thought about before. A new way of being in the world. Expressing a new talent. It just means something needs to end because something is beginning. And that's all that's going on. So even when it happens, which it does happen, the dark nights do come, don't they? Or am I the only one who's ever had those? They do come. But we can attach a story to it or we can say, this is okay. This is where the good work is going on. This is important. This means I'm letting go of some aspect of myself and allowing something new and wonderful to come in. Cooperation. Do we cooperate? So our cooperation would be that when we feel a certain new thing coming in, we have a desire to do something, are we willing to say yes? Yes. We have an idea. We have a new baby being born in our mind, a new concept coming forward, a new talent we want to develop, a new anything. We feel it. It keeps coming up. We hear about it. It seems like everywhere we go, it's like somebody is talking about it. And it's like, what is this about? It's like everywhere I go, everybody's talking about this lately. What is that? The promptings and also your interest in it all of a sudden. This is where we get to cooperate or not. We say, no, that's too risky. No, that's no. I couldn't possibly do that. Or we simply say, yes. Cooperating with whatever goes on to say yes to it instead of, oh, no. Last Thursday, I wanted to watch Doc Martin. Joe showed me how to make a little bitmoji of myself, a little cartoon of myself, and it showed me, oh, no, no, because it was Hillary and Bernie on instead. And he's like, shows me his bitmoji where he's laying down. I can't even stand it, you know. So these are funny. But to say yes to, I mean, we were joking, but to say yes to the red light, to say yes to the low air pressure in our tire, to say yes to everything that's going on is called cooperation. To say yes when we have a desire to do something, to say yes to get out and try dancing if we've never danced, to say yes to life. I mean, this is cooperation. Because life is meant for living, and it's meant for living in your own unique way. And if that's fishing or whatever, you say yes to it. Life is meant to be joyful. It's supposed to be an adventure. You can't have an adventure with no. No is a really hard word to start an adventure with. Try it. I'm going out into the world. No, you're not. So an adventure means I see this whole life and this whole world as an adventure. And maybe you're 56 years old and you've never traveled to another country. And there's nothing preventing you from getting into a group tour and going to another country. But it never really occurred to you that you've never really left this country. And lately you've had an itch to do it. The first thing is, yes. Yes, I'm willing to do it. I don't know where I'm going to get the funds or how will you put this together or whatever, but yes is the beginning of doing this. It's cooperation with all that is. Chemistry. We talked about the chemistry for human beings, and that's more of the animal attraction, the chemistry. But it can also be a mental attraction, where it's like, oh, we just click, we click, click, click. You know, it's like there's something about we're like on the same page exactly. We have a natural attraction to what we are. We have an attraction to spirit, God, presence, the creative energy, love, whatever you want to call it. We have a natural attraction to it. Not just us, but look through the history of time. All mankind has been drawn to find its soulmate. We are naturally drawn to what we are. We are drawn to the kingdom of God, as this quote says. We're drawn to it because it's within us. So it's not something out there that we're looking for. It's not some afterlife thing. But the kingdom of God is something we're drawn to. And ironically, this attraction doesn't mean go seek me and find me. Instead, it means just sit where you are, relax into me. Just relax into me. I'm already here. What you seek is what you are. So just to know that we have an attraction, and to also know what the law of attraction is about, that we are attracted to the things we desire to do, because that is, again, God expressing here. So we're drawn to it. Whatever we're drawn to is the only way that God is allowed to express here authentically. Whatever we allow ourselves and say yes to is God expressing authentically. So these five C's that we can apply to our human relationships. The most important relationship, the perfect match. If you imagined single male, single female, married male, married female, seeks God as one of the match.coms. And you were to fill out all the things that you had in common. You would find that at the end of it, this would be your perfect match. Thank you very much.